Satan's greatest victory wasn't convincing the world he doesn't exist. It was convincing the world that there is no God. All he had to do was plant a seed of doubt in people's minds. If God is real, prove it. I understand your skepticism. From day one, we're taught that if you can't see, hear, taste, touch, or smell something, it isn't real. Physically, that may be so, but God isn't physical. He's spiritual, and the things of God are spiritually discerned. No one can prove the existence of God. Looking for tangible proof that God is real is a fool's errand. I'm not trying to discourage you from your quest. Although you can't prove to an unbelieving world that God is real, there is a way to prove it to yourself. As Jesus said, "Ye must be born again, born of water and spirit, to see or enter the kingdom of God." John 3:3-7. I know it sounds like something out of the Twilight Zone, but God is spirit, and the only way to know for sure that God is real is to be spiritually reborn, born again. It's not just an option, and don't let anyone convince you it's not a real experience. Spiritual birth is genuine and unforgettable. We cover spiritual birth later so it will be clear. God is spirit, and his kingdom is spiritual. I don't mean ghosts and goblins or Harry Potter, but until you are spiritually reborn, you can't know for certain that God or the kingdom of God exists. And until you're sure that God exists, you won't live a sinless life, walk in his ways, or obey his voice. And that, my friend, is the key to an abundant life, both now and for eternity. Do not be deceived. You must be spiritually reborn to be a child of God. This is how God distinguishes his children from the rest of the world. It's also how the angels will separate the wheat, God's kids, from the chaff, everyone else, at the end of the age. To clarify, there are only two kinds of people in the world, the children of God and everyone else. Relax. You don't have to become a monk or enter a convent. Being reborn spiritually is not about wearing long robes and chanting like a Franciscan monk. Solomon said it best in Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. It's that simple. However, without knowing for certain that God is real, you will neither fear God nor keep his commandments, and all that awaits you is judgment. Hebrews 10:27. Look, you might be a good person, go to church, do a lot of good things, believe in God, and even have a good life. But that doesn't mean you're a child of God or have eternal life. Until you're born again, you will be easily influenced by the deceitfulness of riches and cares of this world. You will ignore sin and believe there's nothing wrong with how you live. That may be so if you don't care what happens to you after you die. Please understand, sin separates you from God. Isaiah 59:2. If you die with unrepentant sin in your life, all the good things you've done will be forgotten, Ezekiel 33:13, and your name will be removed from the book of life. Don't take this lightly. I know it doesn't sound fair, but sin is always a choice, and God warned his children that there are consequences for sinning. When you experience spiritual birth, God wipes your sin slate clean and enables you to live sinlessly through the Holy Spirit. It doesn't happen often, but if a child of God sins, the Holy Spirit convicts them, and they will repent immediately. Repentance is the key to forgiveness. Many preachers will tell you that Jesus died for you, and when he died on the cross, all your sins, past, present, and future, were forgiven. Or they say, when God looks at you, he doesn't see your sinful self. He only sees the righteousness of Jesus. These are lies from the pit of hell designed to relieve you of any responsibility for sinning. Do not be deceived. Your sins are not forgiven until you repent, and if you keep sinning, you have not been reborn spiritually. A born-again child of God does not knowingly or willfully sin. As I said, they understand that if you die in sin, all the good things you've done in life will not be remembered. Ezekiel 33:13. Don't believe me? That's okay, you can believe whatever you want. Just don't be surprised when you reach the pearly gates and hear the most sorrowful words ever spoken. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7:23. Iniquity, anomia, means transgression of the law. Keep that in mind when you hear a preacher say, we are no longer under the law. You must be spiritually reborn, born again. God is spirit, and the things of God are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. You won't grasp the deeper spiritual meaning in Scripture or believe that sin has eternal consequences until you have been reborn spiritually. We will discuss spiritual birth later, so the meaning of being spiritually reborn will become very clear. Regardless of what you hear from the pulpit, you're not born again when you're baptized or confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. It might make you a Christian and a member of the congregation, but these are the traditions of man. They do not make you a child of God or assure you of eternal life. You see, it's easy to say, I'm a Christian, or even, I'm a born-again Christian. But living a sinless life, fearing God, and obeying the commandments is not easy, especially today. However, God never said it would be easy, just that it would be worth it. So how can you know that God is real? Get on your knees, repent of your sins, and pray as I did over 30 years ago. God, if you're real, I want to know. That's it. No special prayers, magical incantations, or altar calls. Just a simple request. But you must be sincere. This is serious business. Acquiring the knowledge of the holy comes with responsibility. It's not an easy road, but as I mentioned before, God never said it would be easy, only that it would be worth it. If life and blessings now and for all eternity aren't worth it, then what is? I realize very few people reading this will take it seriously. Since only a remnant shall be saved. Romans 9:27. But if you are among those who take it seriously and pray, God will reveal himself in his way and his time according to his purpose, and you will no longer hope, assume, or even say you believe God is real. You will know it. Don't expect to hear angels singing. My journey of spiritual birth began with a simple prayer. I recited the sinner's prayer I found on a bookmark every night, until I finally got up the nerve to say what I really wanted to say. God, if you're real, I want to know. I made this request every night until it was answered on January 13, 1987, when I heard the Lord's voice speaking to me. Will you hear his voice? Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. So I'm going to say yes. If you're a child of God, you will hear his voice. I can't say from within or without, but it will be unmistakable. And you will know, without a doubt, that God is real. A word of caution, not every voice you hear is the voice of God. It could be the devil or your own desires. Even Jesus was tested by Satan for 40 days. Matthew 4:3-6. How will you know? If it's God's voice, spiritual birth is like physical birth. It is an unforgettable experience, and you will know when it occurs. However, it cannot be explained any more than you can describe the taste of salt to someone who has never tasted salt. Only those who have experienced it truly understand, just as no one can know the pain and joy of natural childbirth except for those who have given birth. You'll know it's God, because your thinking will change. Before I was illuminated, I rarely thought about God. After my illumination, I couldn't stop thinking about him. You will have an insatiable hunger and thirst for the Word of God and an innate desire to please him. Obedience to God will be the priority of your life, and sin, even the thought of sinning, will be anathema to you. The significance of your actions and decisions will be apparent, and the necessity for repentance and obedience will be undeniable. Please understand that you will still live a physical life. As revealed to me by the Holy Spirit, salvation is not an external change in the way you act. It's an internal change in the way you think. When you're born again, your thought process changes. There are millions, perhaps billions, of good, decent, hard-working, church-going people in the world who believe they are children of God. But they are being deceived. Only those who are or have been spiritually reborn can be called a child of God. And only God's children will have their names written in the book of life. Now, do you see why Jesus said, Ye must be born again? There are very few people who have experienced spiritual birth. Most are following humanity's path to destruction. They don't believe it because they are being misled by the religious elite, who assure them of eternal life and an easy path to heaven if they convert. Let's face it, when you think about the fossil record, dinosaurs and Neanderthals, then look around and see cars, planes, microwaves, and televisions. It doesn't bode well for the Bible and God. You might be thinking, look at all we have accomplished without God. The advances in technology, science, and medicine allow us to live better and longer than ever. Are we? Noah lived for 600 years, Methuselah for over 900 years, and there is not a single mention of cancer or even the common cold. Satan was given rule over the earth, and his mission is to try to draw people away from God. Do technology, science, and medicine bring you closer to God, or do they move you farther away from God? Do you trust God for your health, or do you trust science for your health? Just because God has been silent for the last 500 years doesn't mean he's dead or that his promises won't be fulfilled. He is long-suffering and merciful, waiting for his children to return to him. You might wonder, why doesn't God just appear or do a miracle or something so everyone would know he's real? It's not for everyone. Among all the nations on earth, God chose Israel to be his people. This doesn't imply that one must be Jewish to be a child of God. The Jews intermarried with Gentiles, so I suspect that if it were possible to trace their ancestry back to the beginning, every child of God would have one of the 12 tribes of Israel in their lineage. Jew or Gentile, as I said earlier, there are only two kinds of people in the world, the children of God and everyone else. Only those who are led by the Spirit are the sons and daughters of God. Romans 8:14. I can tell you God is real until I'm blue in the face, but you won't know absolutely, positively, for sure, without a doubt that God is real until the Holy Spirit reveals him to you. You must be reborn spiritually. It's not an option. So if you want to know if God is real, get down on your knees, repent of your sins, and pray as I prayed over 30 years ago, God, if you're real, I want to know. Because until you know without a doubt that God is real, nothing else really matters.